is Mona.
Mona who?
Hi, Mona.
Hi, Tony.
What's with Angela? Tough day at the office? Did Mona mess up your lunch order again, Angela?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she did. But I wouldn't be upset over a petty thing like that.
I wouldn't let her sit by the window on the train.
Well, it was my turn.
You can win the party. I have no idea. I can't believe it.
Hey. Whatever happened to hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Guess what? I got asked to the party by the coolest kid in school.
Oh. You mean the Chad McCann?
No, Angela, the Todd Phillips.
So what is so great about him?
It's the way he walks.
And the way he smiles. And the way he goes like this.
Hey, wait a minute. Samantha, I thought Chad was the coolest.
No, he's the cutest. Todd's the coolest.
What is the difference?
Don't you two know anything? Tell them, Sam.
Okay, see, the cute guys are the popular guys, and sometimes they're cool.
But not always.
The cool guys are so cool, they don't need to be popular. See, then there's the jocks. Sometimes they're popular, but they're never cool.
I knew that.
Don't forget the wannabes.
Glad you asked. They'll laugh at me.
Well, they'll laugh at me, too.
Well, you're used to it. Got it.
What's a wannabe?
You know, wannabe cool, wannabe jocks.
And they all want to be tough. And then there's your assorted geeks, wimps, nerds, and other weirdoids. And the lowest of the low, the audio-visual squad.
Now, wait just a second here, girls. I don't think this is right. I don't think we should put labels on people. You know, I never did that when I was in high school. And I was the coolest and the most popular and the jock.
I still can't believe he asked me.
Samantha, let me ask you a question. When is this party and where's it at?
Tonight in Todd's basement. It's the coolest basement.
Are his coolest parents going to be there?
Dad, I'm 14. What's the difference?
The difference is, if they ain't there, you won't be either.
They'll be there.
Of course they'll be there.
I think I better call. There you go, Angela. Hey, Jonathan. Oh, hey. I know they taste good, but you'd be surprised it tastes better if you chew.
I've got to get over to Joey's. We're going to practice loading his father's slide projector.
Oh, sweetheart. Doesn't that sound like fun?
We have to be good to get on the audiovisual squad.
Don't worry, Angela. I think it's different in grade school.
Good morning, Sam. How was your party last night?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You know, party, kids, music, onion dip.
It was fine.
That's all I could get out of the last night, too.
Morning! Morning!
So, hi, girls. Great party, huh?
Best onion dip.
So, tell us about it. What happened?
Nothing.
What'd you do?
Stuff. Come on, let's go up to Mona.
Okay.
Hey, what about breakfast?
Oh, thanks.
The exuberance of youth.
Exuberance of my foot. Something happened at that party last night, Angela.
What do you mean?
Well, you heard what Sam said.
Samantha said nothing happened.
Yeah, well, there's nothing happened, nothing happened. And there's something happened, nothing happened. And I'm telling you, this nothing's a something.
What?
Nothing.
So, how was it?
I can't believe it. Your first time.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see it.
Okay, here it goes.
Major hickey.
one I have.
Yeah, but it's got better color. And good placement, too, huh?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
So, how do you feel?
I don't know. Different somehow.
What are you going to tell your dad?
Nothing. Are you kidding?
Well, you can't wear that scarf forever.
Yeah. I'll get a neck brace.
I told my dad I got stung by a bee.
He'd never fall for that.
Mine did. But you did get stung by a bee.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, girls.
Good. What are you doing here?
I was going to put away your laundry.
Those are Jonathan's.
Oh, gee.
My mistake. My mistake, yeah. You know?
What's the matter with your neck?
Nothing, nothing. Why?
Why are you going like this?
It's a new dance. Yeah, everyone's doing it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can do it the other side, too. No, you can't, Julia.
Oh, yeah, sure you can. Look. Samantha, that's a hickey.
We have to study.
Yeah, we have a lot of homework.
Oh, I already did mine.
Well, then you can do ours.
All right, Samantha. I want to know how this happened.
Okay, well, see, Todd was kind of kissing my neck, and then...
I know how it happened! I want to know how you could let this happen. I suppose you think this is cool.
Sort of. Oh,
that's it. That's it, Samantha. You're grounded.
But, Dad, I have a date tonight.
Oh, that's what you think. That's what you think. You're never going to see that boy again. Or any other cool boys. Or popular ones. Or even a wannabe.
Dad!
Go to your room.
I'm in my room.
Then stay here. And think about what you did.
Samantha's been up in her room all day. Don't you think you ought to go talk to her?
No.
Tony, you have got to deal with this. I know it's hard. It's a very difficult time when your child becomes sexually active.
I know I'm not looking forward to it.
Samantha is not sexually active.
Okay, I didn't mean active. I meant aware. She's growing up.
Oh, Tony, Sam is a responsible, intelligent girl. I'm sure she's not doing anything you weren't doing at her age.
Oh, Madonna me.
All right, look, let's stop talking about this, huh? Let's just forget it. Let's talk about something else, okay?
Okay. Okay. Oh, Mother, would you hand me that sponge? The counter's a little sticky.
Hickey? Did you say hickey? You said hickey, didn't you? You said hickey. You know what they call girls who get them things on their neck?
Popular?
Oh. Tony, you are overreacting. Now, what is a hickey? A bruise. A few broken blood vessels. A simple glob of blood sucked to the surface of the skin.
Yuck!
Tony, please go talk to her. Now, she needs you. It's a very confusing time for her.
For her? It's a confusing time for her? Every time I look at her, all I can see is some kid's face attached to her neck.
Can't leave her up in her room forever.
Why not? I'll feed her.
Oh, Jonathan, am I glad to see you?
You are?
Yeah. Did you bring me some food?
No.
Then get out.
But I wanted to show you something.
Now what?
I got a hickey too.
Oh, Jonathan, that's gross. How did you do that?
Like this.
Jonathan, stop it.
Stop it.
I'm just practicing for when I become a teenager.
Well, you're supposed to do it to someone else. A girl.
Ew, gross.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Nothing.
Brought you something to eat. Are you hungry?
No.
You want to talk?
No.
You want to listen?
No.
Well, what do you want to do?
Go out with Todd.
No.
Is that all you can say?
Samantha, I know you're mad at me, but we have to talk about this calmly and rationally. Oh, I cannot look at that thing.
Dad, it's no big deal. It's only a hickey.
I know it's only a hickey. It really doesn't mean anything, but...
But what?
It could lead to other things.
No, it wouldn't, Dad. I wouldn't let it.
Oh, sure. I know you try not to let it, but guys can be very persuasive. They'll say anything to get what they want.
Not Todd. He really cares about me.
That's the first thing you're going to hear. Sit down here. They'll say anything. They'll say men are different. It's biological. That they could die if they stop.
They can?
Samantha, in all of medical history, no man has ever died from a girl saying no. Except Vinnie Agiro. When his girl said no, she was running over him in a Plymouth. Look. Sam, here's the thing. I just wouldn't want you to do anything. Anything. That would make you feel uncomfortable. Okay?
Okay.
And most importantly, you gotta know that you could come and talk to me about anything.
Well, Dad, about this grounded business.
I know. I probably overreacted. All right, look, you're not grounded. Starting tomorrow.
But what about tonight?
I think you need some time to sort this stuff out.
Oh, Dad, I could do that tomorrow.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. No date. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Hey, look, I tell you what. You want to come downstairs?
No. I kind of want some time alone to sort things out.
That's my girl.
Okay. Bye.
I'll see you later.
Great date, isn't it?
Best. You want to shoot some pool?
Yeah, sure.
Ladies first.
Thank you.
Just listen to music.
Okay.
Hey,
music.
Yeah. Mom.
How about you, Samantha?
No, thank you, Mrs. Phillips.
A nice piece of cake?
Nothing, Mom. I really like you, Sam.
I like you, too.
I really care about you.
I really care about you. Todd!
What?
Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't do it again, I promise. Sam, why not? We're practically going steady. You're wearing my hickey.
Because what you're doing now is making me uncomfortable.
But Sam, I told you I really care about you.
Yeah, if you really cared, you wouldn't ask me to do something I didn't want to do.
But Sam, you see, it's different with guys. It's biological.
Did you say biological?
Sure. Didn't you know that?
I don't believe you're saying this.
It's true. A guy could die if he stops.
A guy could get won over by a Plymouth if he doesn't.
Come on, Sam.
Todd, listen. I think I better go.
Wait, why? Don't go. We could just talk. We could play pool, and you can beat me.
I'd destroy you.
Come on, Sam. Hey, I'm sorry. Please don't go. It won't happen again. Sam! You are an animal!
Mother, do you have any twos?
Go fish.
Oni, you got any twos?
Tony, you weren't paying attention. I just asked Mother for twos.
Here you go, Tony.
Why didn't you give them to me?
I didn't like the way you asked.
Well, that is not very sporting of you, Mother. I may quit.
Oh, great.
Good.
Gee, Sam's awful quiet up there, you know? You think she's all right?
She probably fell asleep.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'll tuck her in. I know this is corny, but I just feel so great about that talk we had. I feel like we really connected.
Tony, communication is the bridge that spans the generation gap. Parents and children just have to learn to listen to each other, right, Mother?
Oh, sorry, dear. What were you saying?
Oh, hey, who says raising a teenager is so tough, huh? Bag of shells.
Dad?
There's my little girl now. I was just going to go upstairs and... What are you doing down here? I mean, not up there.
I kind of snuck out of my room to see Todd tonight.
Well, then you better start talking fast, young lady.
Okay, well, Dad...
I don't want to hear it. I can't believe you do this, Sam. I thought we had this great talk and that we really understood each other. But you didn't hear one word I said.
Yes, I did. I just thought that you were wrong.
Of course. You're 14. I'm over the hill. What do I know?
May I say something?
Can I stop you?
Tony, you know how I hate to be a Budinsky.
No, dear, you like it.
It seems to me that Sam is trying to tell you something. Listen to her. Remember communication, the bridge?
The bridge? The bridge is out. You defied me, Samantha. You snuck out of this house to meet a boy that I said was off limits.
Dad, I had to see him. I was afraid if I didn't show up, he wouldn't ask me out again.
Oh, Samantha.
But, Dad, when I got there, he did everything you said he'd do.
Everything?
He tried, but I didn't fall for it. It's amazing. You actually knew what you were talking about. I guess I should have listened to you.
Well, maybe you will when I send you to the convent.
Tony, look, at least she came in the front door. Huh? She could just as easily have sneaked back into her room.
Yeah. If the trellis hadn't broken on my way out.
See? She told the truth again.
Well, I guess you did right by getting out of there and coming to me.
Yeah.
But you did wrong by sneaking out of this house, and I'm talking wrong.
So, now what?
I don't know. What do you think, Angela?
Tony, I think you have to find the answer within yourself.
Gee, thanks. The one time I need you. Okay. I guess I could ground you for disobeying me. Or I could trust you for showing me how mature you are that you could handle anything that happens. You're grounded. For 2 weeks. And then I'm gonna trust you.
Okay. I could live with that.
That is exactly what I would have said.
It's too late, Angela. You had your chance and you blew it. There you go, Angela. Good as new.
Thank you, Tony. You know, when you think about it, it really is kind of romantic. Sam, like Juliet, climbing down the trellis to meet her Romeo.
Yeah, well, if Juliet's old man would have grounded her like he should have, them kids would have lived happily ever after.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom.
Honey, what's the matter?
I didn't make the audiovisual squad. I lost out to Poindexter Carp.
Honey, I'm so sorry.